Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and this is day 4 of the series of Lenten readings that I've prepared for you. And today I'm going to read you a couple of extracts from a little book called Just This by Richard Rohr. The first part is called Emptying the Mind, Filling the Heart. To keep the mind space open, you need some form of meditative practice, something much more than saying prayers. In fact, if recitation of prayers does not lead to a change in consciousness, it is actually counterproductive. Authentic prayer is invariably a matter of both emptying the mind and filling the heart, and often one follows the other. To do that, you normally have to move beyond recited, formulaic, and social prayers to bring the mind down into the heart or the heart up into the mind. Either way works. The early desert fathers and mothers spoke of the prayer of quiet, which, once learned, allows you to pray all the time. To keep the heart space open, you almost always need emotional healing in regard to past hurts. The heart space is most commonly opened by grief, music, conscious empathy, art, dance, nature, fasting, poetry, and the entire art and suffering of relationship itself. Your heart needs to be broken and broken open at least once to discover what your heart means and to have a heart for others. I find almost no exceptions to that. His second reading is called The Shedding of Thoughts. Contemplation is a panoramic, receptive awareness whereby we take in all that the situation, the moment, the person offers without judging, eliminating, or labeling anything. It is pure and positive gazing that abandons all negative pushback so it can recognize inherent dignity. That takes much practice and a lot of unlearning of habitual responses. We have to work at it and develop practices whereby we recognize our compulsive and repetitive patterns and allow ourselves to be freed from the need to take control of the situation, as if we ever really could anyway. It seems we are addicted to our need to make distinctions and judgments, which we mistake for thinking. Most of us think we are our thinking, yet almost all thinking is compulsive, repetitive, and habitual. We are forever writing our inner commentaries on everything, commentaries that always reach the same practical conclusions. That is why all forms of meditation and contemplation teach a way of quieting this compulsively driven and unconsciously programmed mind. The desert fathers and mothers wisely called this process the shedding of thoughts. We don't fight, repress, deny, identify with, or even judge them, but merely shed them. We are so much more than our thoughts about things, and we will feel this more as an unlearning rather than a learning of any new content. Father Richard Rohr is a Franciscan priest of the New Mexico province. He founded the Center for Action and Contemplation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where he currently serves as founding director. Father Richard is the author of more than 20 books, is an internationally known speaker, and is a regular contributor to Sojourners magazine. As a spiritual leader, Father Richard teaches primarily on mysticism, non-dual consciousness, and contemplation, with a particular emphasis on how these affect the social justice issues of our time. He also has many conferences recorded on CDs. Father Richard's writings and recordings have enriched my own spiritual life more than I can even begin to express. Thank you, and God bless you all.